another guest from Peaches and Hot Sauce, Patrick O'Rourke. You might say we're making new friends.
Hey-o, that's the name of my podcast. You guys, the truth isn't out there. It's right here. Generally, an absolute truth is defined as something that is valid, no matter the context. And over the past several years, I've compiled a complete list of absolute truths. These statements are not objective. There can be no argument had about their validity. They are true. Simple as that. Please save your questions for the end, because I'm sure they will be answered throughout this presentation. All right. Number one. I have 20 of these. It's like a BuzzFeed list. All right. Number one. Despite its name, a twin-sized mattress is never big enough for two people. An absolute truth. Number two. The biggest difference between men and women are their genitalia. Number two. Number three. Embrace every moment because time flies when playing turn-by-turn strategy games. Number four. Saves the Day is not a good band. It's an absolute truth. Alright, number five. Perhaps equally controversial. Number five. Redman is an underrated rapper. And of course, number six. Everyone needs to give Weezer a break. Come on. All right, number seven. A waffle is simply a pancake showing off. Oh, man. Making enemies up here, but I'm sorry. It's the truth.
It's crispy, damn it.
All right, number eight. A scrambled egg is a failed omelet. And, of course, number nine. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is always better than Starbucks. Yeah. Thank you. All right, number 10. We're halfway through this. Number 10. There are two types of people in the world. Those who can poop and those who cannot. Number 11. I feel very proud of that one. Number 11. Video games reached their peak when NBA Jam Tournament Edition came out in 1994.
Silence.
I'm sorry, I can't help you there. All right, number 12. No spinning in foosball. None of that shit. All right. No spinning. You can't spin the bar. It's cheating. It makes the game lame. Okay. Number 13. No one will ever beat Grandma at Scrabble. It's impossible. You might have a chance at Words with Friends, but not Scrabble. Number 14. Everyone is good at getting drunk, but most people are not good at being drunk. Number 15, your dog loves bacon steak and any strong-smelling dead animal more than they love you. All right, number 16, if it's an article on BuzzFeed, then you are too smart to be wasting your time reading it. All right, number 17, if it's an article on Gawker, then it's not verified and you need to check your facts. And number 18, if it's an article on the Economist, then you have not finished reading it. And number 19, George W. Bush and Joe Biden are in fact the same folksy person. All right, number 20, this is what I'll leave you with. The universe is only as big as you allow it to be. All right, thank you so much.
I'm really glad that someone had the courage to come up here and just lay down some fucking truth. Even though I shit on Weezer consistently, and will not stop because the Red Album is the second worst record I've ever purchased. Here's some truth about me. The first worst album I ever bought is Saint Anger. And that's why I will... Thank you. And that's why I don't care what critics say about Death Magnetic. I will never, ever spend money on Metallica ever again because Saint Anger was like a betrayal to me. Okay, I'm done. Coming in this.
That's some truth.
Yeah.